Meditation. How is everybody's meditation going? Well, at home or whenever you guys are doing?
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. Does it go good in Tuesday
yes.
night? Good.
Yes. No, I hate it here.
Just come back from work.
Yeah.
How about you?
Good.
So, what does anybody, since we're such a small, informal group, what would you like to talk about? And I'm sure you might have some deep inquiry. No?
Come on.
Seriously.
You come on.
Any sharing? Okay. All right, then we talk about self-confidence. Huh? Baba says, self-confidence is the foundation for the house, and you should know that. Because self-confidence brings self-satisfaction. Self-satisfaction brings self-sacrifice, and self-sacrifice brings self-realization. So the foundation is confidence, self-confidence. Now, what I like to do is just ask if anybody wants to volunteer before I force them, what do they think self-confidence is? What do I mean when I say self-confidence? What does it mean?
Being comfortable with who you are.
Uh-huh. That is a trap.
It's a trap.
Yes.
I'm trapped.
Yes. No, well, I don't understand when you said be comfortable with who you are. You might be totally a jerk. Would you want to be comfortable with it?
No. Know who you are.
Self-confidence, know who you are, okay? That's what you mean.
And then once you know that, be comfortable with it.
Aha! Uh-huh. Self-confidence is comfort. Okay, you don't want to change? We're going to dissect it good. You better come with the right foot in. It's a very, very important. No, no, we're going to ask you.
What is self-confidence? I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't have much on it.
Okay, good. Then tonight is a good night for all of us to be together. I know Richard will need a shot of that.
Definitely.
Any other comment on that? Self-confidence, lack of self-confidence and self-confidence, both are useless as long as you think you're the body. Because one day you would be really courageous and be with it. The next day you would be like a mouse. Lion and mouse, lion and mouse, lion and mouse. Yes. So the confidence we're talking about is on the self that is unmoving, unchanging. So since we already talked for many years about that, what it is, that self that is unmoving, unchanging, now we have to develop confidence in its existence. And the more confidence you have on that conviction or on that the truth that you're beginning to accept it, the more it will show itself. Without that confidence, and look at it this way, Baba says that when you get up in the morning, you have confidence that you go to work and do your work. I mean, you get up with a confidence in a way. You know, you don't get up and say, oh my God, I don't know what the hell's going to happen today, but I'm going to go anyway. When someone says, you know,
yes,
when when you're a little kid, when they tell you this is your mother, you accept and have confidence that she is your mother. Now, when we're sitting here and we're realizing that because God is omniscient, then we cannot be anything beside that, we have got to have confidence in that. This is an unshakable confidence. Why? Because you are having confidence on something that does not change. And the more you have confidence, the more you see it happening in your life. So humility and pride are two brothers that are not even worth having them. You know, some people think if they are very show humility is where it's at, or some people think that if they show their strength in a boldness is where it's at. No, a quiet confidence on who we are. And who is it that we are? I mean, we talk about it. What do you think you are, Ida? You should have never showed up tonight. Mm-hmm. I have a quiz test tonight.
Divine. But I don't always have confidence in that.
Why not? If you think you're divine, just say, I guess I'm divine then.
I guess I take your word for it.
You take word. And when you take my word for it, do you accept my word or just take it?
When I'm in here, yes.
And what happens when you leave?
The outside world interfered and it's harder for me to be.
Okay, all right. Now listen to this. If we're going to go to the basic again, and it will clear up some of your stuff, where when you go outside, you don't lose the whole thing. If God is omnipresent, then everything that exists is in that omnipresent, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So where is the outside and where is the inside, if you are that? When you say, when I go out, I lose my confidence, where is the out?
Yeah,
if
sure.
All it is God, where do you go to find outside? The patio?
There's no outside.
Well, thank you.
Finally got an answer right.
She's really frightened about the grades.
I know.
And so what we're trying to do tonight, I guess, because we're an intimate group, is that it's not enough to take something as a face value. Rather, we have to dissect it and find out what it means to us so we can stand that ground. Self-confidence is conviction that there is nothing but that which is the truth and perfection. When you stand in the ground of perfection with confidence, the outcome of it is perfection. It cannot be anything else. So the struggle stops. The striving stops. The anxious thought stops. And I was giving you the example of my cell phone. I never thought it was lost. I just didn't know why I couldn't see it. So finally tonight, I said, with confidence, I almost demanded, where is it? I want to see it. 30 seconds later, what's there? Now, is it because I'm special? No. It's the confidence. Mm-hmm. And the confidence that if God is omnipotent, then we have to have confidence in that. If we don't, like you said, as soon as we leave here, we are again a branch cut from the tree. We feel it, not that we are. We feel it. So, and the Most Precious says, stand your ground like a lion, but serve like a servant. Serve the society like a servant. In yourself, you're a lion because you know the truth and you're confident of that. But from that, the love begins to pour out, whether I know you or I don't know you. It doesn't matter. It just pours out. So this is what self-confidence is. Now, how do we practice it when we leave this room? To remember, to renew our vow, to remember the first promise that we were talking about last week. That we were promised. We did not come to this jungle without any reassurance. You know, it's absurd. So we came here with this promise that if you have confidence and you have trust, I, which is every one of us, I will take care of it. And believe me, I have seen self-realized people. I have read about them. I have been close to them. They do not take thoughts. Why? Because it's spontaneously they know who they are. And that does the trick. So, for us, every time something is bothering us, every time there is a struggle going on, we go back to this confidence. Relax in that. They say even in the Bible, I have a writing of it in my prayer place. It says, be still and know
that I am.
That I am. Be still and know that I am. That says it all. That said it all. Be still and know. Know is the confidence. Some people say they feel very confident. But anything that comes to shake that confidence, no matter how great they are, they could be, you know, king and queen and all of that, something will fear them. So this confidence to the right self is unshakable and has to be developed. It's not something that just falls on our lap. We have to be the recipient of it by practicing. And it's surprisingly, this type of confidence will erase your judgment towards yourself. I know as a woman, we judge a lot ourselves. Oh, I should have not done that. I should have not said that. And then condemnation comes. And as soon as a woman condemns itself or a man, you have separated yourself from yourself. You are no longer getting nourishment from the real self. Because you are living in the contradiction of the mind. I should have not, I would have not. So, this is why sometimes our prayers are not answered, because we feel too far away. You know? There has to be closeness to be heard. So, the more we feel the oneness with God or with our who we are, with that I, the less we need to pray even, because when you're close to the fire, you don't have to scream for heat. It just warms you up, because it's the nature of the fire to give you warmth. So when you get close to the light of who you are, God, then its nature is to take care of you. The nature of that I is to see that we have abundance, because that's what it has. So we can't sit here and say I'm cold. And most people do that. Most people, and then they wonder why they don't get their prayer answer. And for that, I'm going to give you an example. It's really beautiful example Baba gives. 1 year we were there for Christmas on Jesus' birthday. He gives a discourse and talks about his beauty and his kindness and love and everything. And so he was saying that 5,000 years ago there was Krishna, their avatar of the Hindu. And there was this lady, those days, opposite of since then, there were more men and less ladies. So the father and mother would give this lady to perhaps 5 brothers to get married to. You see, that's how it was. 1 woman and many men.